Hi guys, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. Today we'll be covering the topic gym intimidation. Ladies, I will tell you what is it, where it comes from, and how to deal with it. So, give you a little background. I've been in the gym for 13 years, and I've been lifting weights on the weight floor for 7 years. And I struggled with gym intimidation like no other. So, I will get right into it. So, gym intimidation, what is it? It is when you're just intimidated by other people in the gym. You could just be intimidated by the people. You could be intimidated by what the people are doing. All of those things. Where does it come from? When you put yourself out there and you do things that you usually don't do, it's going to freak you out. The voice inside of you is going to freak out. It's going to wonder what you're doing. It's not going to feel like it's in control. So, of course, it's going to feel extremely unnatural, and then it comes off in a sort of anxiety, nervous way, and it can totally throw you off. There has been multiple times, I will admit, I have either left the gym in the middle of a workout because I'm so freaking overwhelmed by the amount of men in the gym, and I just felt like I didn't know what I was doing, and I just freaked out, and I left. There have been other times that I've literally driven to the gym, sat in the parking lot, and left because I was so panicked by who was actually going to be in the gym that I just couldn't take it. I just went home. So I don't want you to worry, and I don't want this to consume you for your entire life. But you also need to be aware that it's natural. It's always going to be there. It's always something you're going to have to struggle, not struggle with, but deal with. And finding ways to get around it, reassure yourself. I recently joined a gym, a new one. It's a health club. It's really bougie. I'm pretty excited, won't lie. About 3 months ago, and I was nervous to even go. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know how many gyms I've joined in my lifetime. At one point, I was at 4. So, I've been to plenty of gyms. I've worked at gyms, and I still get freaked out by new gyms. Like, the people, the setup, you don't really know what you're doing because you're not used to the layout of the floor. It can all become extremely overwhelming. And I want to give you a couple tips on how to ease yourself into the weight floor so you can be right next to those other men and women and feel so freaking confident that you feel like you really belong there. Because at the end of the day, we really need to think about our reason why. Why are we getting into a gym? To be healthy, to become healthy. Also, your reasoning could be to meet other like-minded people. It could mean to find other people that are passionate about taking care of themselves or health or fitness, whatever. It's about connecting with others. And when we get so consumed in our fear and the unknown, we can really block ourselves from new opportunities and new friendships and community. So a couple of things I have done in the past, I will give you a couple tips. So the first one is find a corner that is yours. So when you get to the gym, personally, when I first started lifting weights, I focused on small dumbbells. I was not even strong enough to pick up the barbell. I'm not going to lie. So moving that thing on a squat rack was impossible for me, and I was not about to ask a stranger. So I worked with a lot of dumbbells, and I would grab, you know, a set or two, take them to a corner and do my workout. It was a way for me to feel like I was a part of the community, but also had enough space where I could feel like I was in my own little bubble. No one was too close to me. I also spent a lot of the time in the gym literally researching what the names of machines are, what the names are equipment for moves, how to do a move. So in the beginning, my first 2 years, I was trying to work out and learn all the lingo, all of the terminology. So I really needed a space where I could be by myself to, you know, be on my phone for a couple minutes and figure out what I'm doing and still feel comfortable enough that I don't feel like everybody's staring at me. Another tip is you can go to the gym when it's not crazy busy. So pick off hours. I literally picked my classes in the afternoon so I could go to the gym in the morning. Worked well with my schedule. It's something I really enjoy doing. And there was no one ever in there. So I felt so comfortable being able to experiment and try different techniques and new exercises and push myself to lift more weight because I was in the privacy of my own space and nobody was there. I didn't feel pressured by anyone and I felt like I could allow myself to fail. And be able to fail without being embarrassed or anything, which is a whole other thing that I'll discuss in a different topic, but it gave me that space. And tip number three. Wait, I just did tip number three. Oh my gosh, I just had a brain fart. Okay, so the next tip is going to be slowly get in there. So you're going to want to push yourself to work out when you need to. So yes, go on, you know, the off hours and get comfortable in that space. But you also need to push yourself to the point where if you only have 6 p.m. that day to work out, you need to go push yourself and go do it. Because if we get stuck in this, I'd rather it be super quiet and stuff, and we choose that priority over working out, our priorities are not aligned. So make sure that you still push yourself out of your comfort zone. That is literally a tip for gym intimidation. I've had to push myself several times and just realize nobody's actually really looking at you. Unless it's just someone checking you out, which is probably a high probability because you're working on yourself, girl. So, you know, they be watching. So you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. Try to say hi to someone once in a while in the gym. Once you start building friendships, relationships around you, it's going to be so much easier to be in the gym. People will be smiling. Get familiar with the gym staff. I've done that too, where I've really kept to myself in the gym, but I love talking to the gym staff and they're always waving and asking how you're doing. That is a great way to get yourself more comfortable in the gym. Be familiar with the staff, say hello. If it's a trainer, feel free to like ask him a tip when they're not working. So, and my last and final, not tip, give you some knowledge. I've noticed through being in the gym and everything, a lot of women become very nervous because we don't want to embarrass ourselves, we don't want to look stupid, and I've realized women usually have better form because they are doing the research, because we're so worried about looking silly or dumb. You probably know a lot more than you realize, and if people are kind of looking at you, embrace that because you're probably doing something right and they're trying to learn from you. So take it with a grain of salt. Don't get all caught up in the inner voice in your head. Really, like, take a second, go to the bathroom, recollect yourself. I've done that multiple times where I get so overwhelmed and it could be like 4:30, right? And then I'm like in the middle of my workout, 5 o'clock rolls around and everyone shows up to the gym and it can totally freak you out. You're allowed to take a second, go to the bathroom, recollect yourself, observe what is actually going on and making sure you're having those conversations with yourself. So I hope these tips were great for you. This is a little bit of a longer podcast than usual, but I hope you have a great freaking day and I know you're going to crush all your fitness goals and all of those fears that are holding you back. You got this, girl. Love y'all.